Amaranth Falls, Chapter 9, Ariel, Ariel. Beatrice stepped into one of the locker room's showers below the dome. Her legs struggled to keep her upright, even in the light pull of Luna. Nevertheless, she persisted in making her way to the locker rooms and into a shower stall. She began to cry, the sobs racking her body as she slumped to the floor. She had overdone it. Her muscles screamed at her, agony lancing along every nerve ending. It was from pushing her tech, her body, and her mind to their limits, yet again. The warm, misty water slowly lessened the pain to a dull ache. As Beatrice dissolved into the shower, her body's complaints waned as the water washed away its pain. Her tears kept coming just as furiously. Eventually, between her racking sobs, she began to silently mutter curses. "This is what you get, Beatrice. You opened your heart to a girl like her, and what did you expect was going to happen?" Somewhat ungracefully, she began to clamber out of the shower before finding an outstretched hand holding a power jack in her path. It was Julie. She winced at the realization that she'd probably have been overheard. "Here, B," said Julie, still offering the cable to her. Beatrice awkwardly palmed the cable without making eye contact. She seated it on the magnetic charging plate located on her lower spine as she stared at the far wall. Julie leaned against the shower, seemingly caught on her next words before she said,
I just wanted to check in on you. After earlier, you seemed kind of distant in the lobby, and I know you were late and all, but..." She gestured aimlessly with her free hand. I guess I just thought something was up." Beatrice groaned, ignoring the statement as she began to pull herself upright onto a bench, only partially succeeding in her attempt. Julie's arm twitched toward her for a moment before falling back to her side, as she instead tried to shift the topic.
I know you go hard, B, because you're afraid that if you don't stop the show, Anne is going to let you go, but you know that's not true."
Gesturing at Beatrice's exhausted form, she continued, "It scares me when I find you like this, is all I..."
Those words echoed with ones from far in the past, sending Beatrice tumbling back to that pain-filled time. Those same damn words of concern, the words her grandmother and mother alike had both used. The dying flame in Beatrice was reignited. She resisted a deep, instinctual urge to flee, to just run, or even to crawl if she had to hide away in a corner, curl up, and cease existing. She breathed deeply, clinging to her desire to never go back to that, and steeled herself as best she could. "I've got it handled, Julie," she said flatly.
"Do you?"
Julie said, staring pointedly at her friend's crumpled form draped over the bench.
"I know you put a lot of time into your routines and practice, but you're always on the edge of breaking."
"I haven't fallen in a long time, Julie." Julie winced.
You know that's not what I mean. It's just you're clearly..."
Beatrice's glare cut her statement short. Her anger was bubbling forth now.
"I know that you think I'm made of glass, but if I choose to go as hard as I do, maybe it's because I know my own damn limits way better than you think. I have been living with them for my entire life, Julie."
Julie cowered and stepped back as Beatrice staggered to her feet. She began to advance haltingly on Julie, the glowing power cable trailing behind her like a malevolent tendril of Beatrice's manifested rage. Beatrice's leg gave out below her, and she clawed at the wall before managing to brace herself haphazardly against it. Julie looked mortified, torn between trying to help further or just fleeing the escalating confrontation. Beatrice locked eyes with her for an instant as the other woman sighed heavily.
I didn't mean it like that. I can't help but worry when I find you crying alone in the shower, Bea."
Beatrice said nothing. Julie sighed exasperatedly and turned to leave the room. Beatrice momentarily relished her perceived victory. It was quickly subsumed, though, by the fear she had spent the last few days desperately fleeing. It welled up again at seeing her friend leaving, too. The tears returned to Beatrice's eyes with a vengeance, and she slumped down to the floor, bouncing lightly in the microgravity of the moon.
"Julie!"
The other woman pivoted on the threshold, frozen, uncertain of what to do.
It's Amareth, said Beatrice, tears pouring fiercely down her cheeks. Wait, what?
Beatrice, she didn't. If she broke your heart, I don't care what... That she rescued me, I'd still kill her.
No, it was Beatrice's turn to look mortified. She's missing Julie.
Julie gasped. Fuck! Oh my goddess!
Without continuing, she ran to hug Beatrice.